As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Well, we got a great show. We are going to be talking about some new reports that are just pouring in on one of my favorite herbs is spirulina, the blue-green algae. So we're going to be talking about some of that. And, you know, it's been around for like ever, and so what did the ancients use it for? So we're going to check it out. And also, we're going to be, for the second half of the show, we're going to be talking with Justin Stillman of Extreme Health Radio. And we're going to be chatting it up with him shortly. He's going to be with us. And don't forget, coming up, let's see, goodness, 17th, Dr. Carly will be here on the show. And then on the 24th of June, John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group will be here. And he's our natural vision guy, so he's going to be talking with us about improving vision with natural therapies. Now, if you're going to be in the Charlotte, North Carolina area in July, on the 26th of July, John is going to be conducting a workshop at the Embassy Suites Hotel on South Tryon Street, but you have to sign up if you want to attend the workshop. So you need to go to the Dr. Banker website, drbanker.com website, and click on workshops and find out more. Or you can simply give John Monroe in Colorado a call and sign up. That's 303-494-4532, 303-494-4532. And, you know, if you got the glaucoma or cataracts or macular degeneration, or you just want to, you know, get out of your reading glasses, which is really easy and fast to do. I am proof of that. You'll definitely want to check out this workshop and call John. All right, well, we got a quack report coming up. But before we get to all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi to all our righteous men and women in the military. And I don't know if you checked the report today on the news that President Obama was trading some prisoners. It wasn't it, Gitmo prisoners for one American military person, I think, who was, what, AWOL? And he didn't consult Congress. Uh-oh. Well, you know what? We got lots of problems in America, and I know where they stem from. And I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time because it grows short, and I'm asking for his help because America needs righteous men and women to just start standing up and standing up for what's right and what's righteous. So why are we in this mess? Well, a minister by the name of Charles Finney, he gave this the sermon called The Decay of Conscience back in December of 1873, and it kind of fits with our present day. He says, "Brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits. If immortality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. If there is decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in religion, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it. So let us not ignore this fact, my dear brethren, but let us lay it to heart and be thoroughly awake to our responsibility and respect to the morals of this nation." So that's right. When you have a falling away of the church, that's the pulpit. You get what you get. So but we're the staff stopgap. We're the church, the people, us. So we got to start standing up, be strong, and ask God to give you strength. And mind the time, it grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, what's in the quacker? Well, they have done some studies on marijuana, cannabis. They're saying now if you smoke marijuana, the men, it affects the health of their sperm. So it puts fertility at risk, according to new research that is published in the medical journal Human Reproduction. So researchers analyzed different lifestyle factors that could possibly have an impact on in male fertility or infertility. And the study was a pretty large study. They had a control group. So they tested all kinds of habits like smoking, alcohol consumption, and smoking marijuana. And they were checking the health and size and shape of the sperm. So according to the researchers, marijuana use was the only habit that they found that strongly associated with abnormal sperm health. So Dr. Alan Pacey, the University of Sheffield in England, he told FoxNews.com that they were interested in trying to best define the risks of sperm quality. And although their study didn't examine why marijuana may impact sperm shape, some preliminary studies revealed that this particular herb can alter sperm production processes. So they don't really know why, but there is in the laboratory, they say that it suggests that, you know, when the sperm is being put together, the DNA in the sperm is packed tight in the head of the sperm. So when sperm are made, the DNA contains the very tightly packed DNA cells. And so when this process is underway, forming the sperm, they think maybe the cannabis interrupts this packing, folding mechanism and messes it all up. See? Oh. Well, last but not least in the quack report, a new study finds that spirulina can help treat pancreatic cancer. So they've been studying over the last 10 or 15 years spirulina, and they've learned that it can enhance brain function, can improve your immune system with white blood cell count, can stimulate a lot of antibodies, can boost your liver health and a lot more. So spirulina can help. It's a remedy. It's a nutrient. So if you're deficient in nutrients, it has a lot of vitamins and minerals. So it's an excellent source there. There's a new study that was published this spring in the Annals of Hepatology. That's has to do with your liver and your pancreas. And they found out that spirulina has some bioactive compounds that helps to treat the aggressive cancers affecting the pancreas. So this was Czech researchers. They determined that spirulina has some anti-cancer effects. So they had some compounds, chemical compounds in the spirulina that totally destroyed, in particular, pancreatic cancer cells. So anyway, it was a whole study. You can read all about it there, or you can go to naturalnews.com. I think they posted a story on that on their website. So you know what? Spirulina, folks. If you want some, you know where to get that. The body food mix, it's at thepowerherbs.com. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. I think someone's talking about me. My ear is itching. All right, we're gonna look at the spirulina, the superfood, a little bit more closely. A lot of people refer to it as algae, blue green algae. So you know, it's been around a while. There's actually 7,000 different types of fresh and saltwater algae out there that are safe for human consumption. Seaweed in the Asian world is a big deal. It's a food source. China consumes 70 different species of seaweed, and it considers it a vegetable. So over in Japan, they consume like 20 species of seaweed. Ireland, Chile, Korea, Scotland, Greenland, Iceland, and New Zealand all enjoy the nutritional benefits of algae. So if you live near the coast, you're gonna partake of a lot of these specialties. So on the west coast of North America, California to British Columbia, the people there consume seaweed as often as they consume lettuce. So now in Hawaii, they offer seaweed frequently to everyone who's dining, and the reason is they know that it's full of nutrition. And so what exactly is the seaweed algae source? Well, it is scientifically described as nature's solar cells. It's got photosynthetic abilities. So algae dates back thousands of years, and it's been found in ancient fossils. Now, the Bible refers to algae as paint because the ancient Egyptians used it to make eyeshadow with it. So there are many colors of algae. You have black, red, blue, green. So the algae that I'm talking about is pretty much a superfood. It's your blue-green variety, and it's known as your paraphyletic aquatic algae. And what this algae does is it manufactures its own food by soaking up sunlight. So now some scientific research on it has tried to reclassify this blue-green algae as a bacteria, but a healthy form of bacteria. Now, the Egyptians may have thought that they looked pretty good wearing this natural cosmetic algae, but they probably would have felt better if they actually put the blue-green algae inside their body instead of on the outside. So it is a nutrition house of foods, you know, the algae. Now, some people hear the word algae and they kind of wrinkle their nose and they say, you know, some sort of green goo, and you find it on ponds. Ugh. Well, now the Asians know that seaweed algae contains a lot of vitamins, minerals, unsaturated omega-3 fatty acids, and plant proteins. Fish contain high amounts of omega-3 fatty acids because they eat, guess what? They eat the seaweed, the algae. And these acids in seaweed and algae, they're really tiny particles, and that's where they get their omega-3s. So we can actually benefit from the same nutritional source, we can get vitamin A, B, C in the algae. And it's also rich in natural iodine, potassium, iron, magnesium, and calcium. Now, many people of the Asian continent and even the Mediterranean area have seaweed gardens, and they also commercially cultivate microalgae, which is an ingredient you see in a lot of supplements known as your blue-green algae, also known as spirulina, chlorella, that kind of thing. So in the supplement industry, the algae containing high vitamin C and beta-carotene content is called Dunaella, where you can obtain an aquatic algae. And it's a really big deal. Unless you have those a seaweed garden, you can harvest the algae yourself. You're going to want to make sure that when you do purchase a seaweed or algae supplement, you want to steer clear of polluted types of algae. So you want to make sure they're harvesting the algae without motor boats, so that the gasoline's not mingling in with your algae. So you want to seek out companies that, you know, hand harvest the algae, maybe grow out in a canoe or boat and get it naturally while crafting it. Well, let's look at some algae uses. Our major cities across the world use algae to clean up water supplies. Now, sewage can be treated with algae to clean it up, and there's really less need of toxic chemicals to disinfect the water. Algae also can protect farms from fertilizers and runoff, and also the natural fertilizer itself. So scientists at the Agricultural Research Service found that if they used algae as a fertilizer on corn and cucumbers, they found it grew just as well than when using commercial fertilizers. So cattle farms, they're using algae as a turf scrubber to reduce the negative effects of manure. So it reduces the nitrogen and phosphorus runoff situation. Algae is also being looked at as a replacement for fossil fuels because it reduces the carbon emissions. And if algae can neutralize the bad bacteria and chemicals while providing nutrition, just think at what it could do for you as a supplement. Seriously. Well, you know, our government's very interested in this algae. The U.S. government thinks an awful lot about it. The American people own the U.S. National Herbarium, where there is a collection of over 219,548 different algae specimens. So the United States government collects, inventories, and preserves species of algae on microscopic slides or in liquid preparations. The National Herbarium is called the National Arboretum since 1951, and it was established in 1900 by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and it was established as a botany and herbal source for research, not only for agriculture, but for education and for science and medical fields. So this is the United States' official depository for the research of new and even new, better plants that the research is coming through with USDA, the FDA, and other agencies that bring forth a new discovery. So there's this collection of algae. It's very vast, and it includes sea algae, freshwater algae, airborne algae, terrestrial or cave algae. And you might want to know, well, what does the government, where do they get all this algae? Well, the airborne algae is obviously worldwide in origin, but the others come from the Gulf of Mexico, Southern and Central California, and the Channel Islands, Pacific Mexico, Galapagos Islands, and Florida, also in Brazil, Belize, Bahamas, and Panama. So their research facilities collect all these algae and send them back to herbarium or arboretum. So the research facility recently obtained about 100,000 specimens from a collection of various doctors and scientists. So they kind of donated their samples of their coralline algae. So let's look at this green algae a little bit. The blue-greenish algae contains some nutritional support. It provides vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and protein. It is a single-cell plant, and it is easily digested, and it makes this nutrition from the sun, oxygen, and water. So health practitioners will use the blue-green algae for gastrointestinal problems, stress, fatigue, and it helps the body detox and helps the body dump more substances that it shouldn't have. It's even beneficial for those who have substance addictions, like if you're addicted to caffeine or sugar, alcohol, nicotine, and so forth. Many people will add the algae to their cleansing fasts and do much better. This superfood is especially helpful if you're a vegetarian who may not get enough protein. So the blue-green algae contains a potent antioxidant, has some anti-inflammatory benefits. It has an agent called photocyanin, which helps reduce inflammation. It also contains gamma-linolenic acid, which is helpful if you have things like eczema or arthritis and some other ailments. And you can find the blue-green algae tablets and capsules and powders and liquids just about everywhere. So now most product labels recommend you use 2 to 3 capsules or tablets a day with your meals. So if you're using, though, a powder, the average product is going to recommend about 1/4 teaspoon to 1 full teaspoon twice a day that you can add to juice or water. Liquid forms are easy to adjust the dose from maybe 1/4 teaspoon to 1 teaspoon. And the best blue-green algae is going to be harvested in areas that, you know, are less contaminated. So you want to just, you know, ask about where they're getting their sources from. Now let's get to some more specifics a little bit here. Let's talk about a couple of forms of the algae. Spirulina, for instance, most plants carry nutrients and are made from many cells of cellulose and can be difficult to digest. But spirulina contains some easily digestible and absorbed single-cell membranes. So research and studies are suggesting spirulina can enhance your immune system to help protect us from infections and cancer. And psychiatric practitioners also, when they take the natural approach, they're saying that spirulina helps the patients balance their mood and behaviors better. So they're going the nutrition route there so that the body can balance the brain chemicals. So it's high in amino acids called L-tryptophan, and it is essential in, which is an essential building block for the neurotransmitter serotonin, and this influences us, you know, in our moods. Now, chlorella is another single-cell plant, very high in chlorophyll. Now, if you want to eat parsley as a garnish on your dinner plate for the chlorophyll, you can try that, or you can use the chlorella instead. Now, you're going to get a natural magnesium in your chlorella source, and it helps to purify the system, and it deodorizes the body. You know, so if you want to be able to cut down on perfumes and deodorants, chlorella is it. Now, vegetarians often don't get enough vitamin B12 found in their, because they're not eating the animal food, see. So their choice is to use chlorella. It's a nice substitute, and research indicates that the nutrient also protects us, again, from cancer. So you're going to obtain 8 essential amino acids from chlorella, some of which are iron, selenium, and zinc. And many people will add chlorella, you know, to their organ cleansing, to their smoothies, their concoctions in the morning, whatever they're whipping together. And it helps their bodies to remove a lot of heavy metals like lead. So that's a good thing. Other benefits attributed to your chlorella sources are it helps the immune system to fight infections, strengthens the blood, regulates blood pressure, and slows the aging process. Now, the Asians will use chlorella for a protein source. It has 50 times more protein than soy and rice, over 2,000 times more than protein than meat. So it has more protein than soy, rice, and meat. So therefore, you know, you could use a chlorella as a nutritional and protein source and be less dependent on other types of foods, especially if they grow scarce. Mm-hmm. So, and it stores well. You get it in a powdered form and you keep it out of moisture, heat, and light. I mean, that stuff is going to be around for years. So where can you find it? Well, if you're looking for the best blue-green algae source, the folks at Apothic Herbs, they have a source that tests their algae for radiation and so forth, because, you know, we worry about that these days. So you can look for that. They have the ingredients in a product called Body Foundation Food Mix. And what you do is you just use, like, half a teaspoon to a full teaspoon in a little juice or water, or throw it in a smoothie. It gives you excellent energy. It helps also to relieve some tension in the system, and it perks you up at the same time. So you can check out that product at thepowerherbs.com. They do offer that in two sizes, the 16-ounce and the 32-ounce. So the 16-ounce is about a month's worth, and it's under $40. So you can add that to your morning regimen and get a lot of benefits. A lot of people will, you know, replace many, many vitamin bottles with that one item and save a lot of money at the same time. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com when you get a chance, or you can give them a call toll-free and ask for more information to order or get a free product catalog. The number's 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And if you're on the website, don't forget to check out the discount programs that they have there. Click on that HMO button at the top left corner, and you have obvious choices there on how you can save on your herb order. So if you're looking for immune boosters and organ cleansing, you definitely want to check that out. Now, I did get some feedback recently on the Tuesday show that we did on the kidney disease, right? And I had one family call and said that they had a family member that had that problem. They had some kidney stones. Anyway, basically, they went to the hospital and they were there a day. It was like $40,000. I was just like, excuse me? What? And so they're amazed, totally amazed, that there's other ways to deal with that. And, you know, it's sort of like $70 versus $40,000. I mean, it's amazing. People are waking up. They're looking for different ways to be healthier and to save money. And they are. Well, I can see by the clock we're going to take a break here in a little bit. And we're going to be talking with Justin Stillman from Extreme Health Radio. And he's an amazing guy, he and his wife both, and I've talked to him before on his network, and I said, you know, Justin, you just have to come on and share your story here on Herb Talk, because it's very enlightening, it's very stimulating, it's just, you know, he's just one of those perky, you know, positive guys. So, and I want to ask him about this thing called the Squatty Potty. Have you heard about that? Anyway, we'll be right back with Justin. Don't go anywhere.
Into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And I got a special guest, which I failed to get his bio. It's my mistake. But he's a great guy, so I'm sure he can fill us in. We're going to be talking with Justin Stillman. He is the founder and owner of Extreme Health Radio. You can check that out, extremehealthradio.com on the web. And got some interesting things up there. It's all about health and wellness. And he and his wife, I think it's her name's Kate, our team, and they go about enlightening folks and empowering them, which I just enjoy thoroughly. And he joins us now. Hello, Justin. How you doing?
Wendy, it's so great to be here with you.
Absolutely fun. I love it. I forgot to get your bio, sweetie, so can you kind of fill us in on how you kind of got into all this, you know, extreme health?
Yeah, no problem. I was involved in health, but I have been involved since about 2003. is when I first got involved. And I got involved actually long before that. In about 1995, my mom came down with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh.
And at that time, we had no idea about anything about alternative health. And so she went through chemotherapy and she went through radiation and these incredibly, what I consider to be barbaric treatments. And so when I saw her go through that, even at a young age, I thought to myself, there has to be a better way for people to get through these types of conditions, or there has to be a better way to prevent the conditions from happening altogether. And so I saw her age, I saw her lose her hair and get weak. And there were times when she couldn't even walk 10 feet without stopping to catch her breath. And so I got into health as a result of that. I just thought there has to be a better way to overcome these types of diseases. And so over the course of the next 10 or 15 years, I just studied and read everything I could get my hands on in alternative health and holistic nutrition. And then in 2000, I think it was 12, around 2012, I can't remember now, I launched Extreme Health Radio with somewhat of a background in alternative health. So I knew a little bit about what I was talking about and decided that I would interview amazing people like you. And you've been on our show twice now. And it's just been a fun ride. It's a fun journey to really enlighten people and to give them options, I think, for their health and to have them realize there's other choices that they can make.
All right. Well, that's good. So you run the show, the radio show, and you have all these wonderful people. I mean, you can just go up on your website and see all these people that you have on as guests. And then you got to tell me what this is, the Squatty Potty. What is that?
The Squatty Potty is a funny little product. It's a product that we promote. It's a great little thing, though. It's a stool that sort of has this design where it actually sits underneath your toilet. And what it does is it brings your feet anywhere from 5 to 9 inches off the ground. And so it raises your knees. And so when you squat to go to the bathroom like that, it unpinches, I guess is the term, I think it's called your puborectalis muscle in your colon.
Okay.
And that is the muscle that's responsible for us preventing ourselves from accidentally going to the bathroom when we're standing up. And
uh-huh.
So when that muscle is not kinked, you can eliminate more effectively and you can eliminate more fully. And so it has really good effects with IBS and hemorrhoids and that kind of thing.
Oh, have they seen any benefit for those people that have had, you know, polyps and things?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure. I know they talk about colon cancer and colorectal diseases and stuff, but
right.
You know, obviously with these types of things, as you know very well, you have to be very careful about what you claim. But
sure.
Yeah, but it's pretty awesome. It's a pretty great product.
Okay, so that just sits under your toilet. It doesn't look like it'd be very expensive if somebody wanted to check that out to see if it improves their elimination.
Yeah, it's only, I think they range in price from about $29, I think, to up to $69 or $79. You can get these really fancy bamboo ones, but they're just great little tools. We have them and we love them.
Okay, so you actually are using one then.
Oh,
nope.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, they're,
all right.
People come up to the house and they have no idea what the heck these things are, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you had kids in the house, you'd probably think, well, it's for them to, you know, stand on a little closer to everything. But, okay, I'll have to maybe check that out because that just fascinates me. I'm always for anything that, you know, is basic, is easy, and, you know, improves everything. Flow, you know, elimination channels. Open the elimination channels. You know, keep things flowing. Yeah, because you'd be amazed how many people I talk to that, you know, they think going biweekly is pretty regular.
Really? So. By twice a week?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So they think that's pretty – well, you know, a lot of people are just, you know, used to because they've had it all their lives. Family, we tend to eat like our family, so we all have these diets that can, you know, bog down the bowel. And lots of red meats and dairy products can really slow the transit time. And so people just think it's normal to go twice a week instead of at least twice a day.
I know, right? With this thing, I go 3 times a day, easy, no problem there. And it's funny because it's as sort of gross as it is, when you sit and your knees are raised like that, there's no straining, there's no pushing. It just, everything sort of kind of just falls out of you. So it's pretty, it's a great thing. It's really simple, really easy design, really, it looks really great. I like it.
All right. Well, I know you've had many people on your show, so can you tell us what are some of the most memorable moments on your show where, you know, you kind of had an aha moment where somebody, you know, revealed some information to you that was just incredibly enlightening and made sense? Anything come to mind?
Yeah, we have a lot of people that talk on our show about energy medicine, and I find that to be very fascinating, a really interesting subject. We had a guy on, let me try to think here. You put me on the spot here. What is his name? I forget. There's so many guests. We've had about 260 shows so far. So his name is Gilbert Renaud. He does this thing called Recall Healing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a fascinating guy, Dr. Gilbert Renaud. And he talks about how a lot of times our diseases and our health problems and health issues can be something that gets passed down through your family line, sort of on an energetic level. So it's really kind of interesting how these things take on a life of their own in terms of the relationship between disease and emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really fascinating information, I think, because that kind of puts a whole, it opens up a whole new world of how you can treat disease too.
I know. I mean, and there's been some speculation about, you know, how did the ancients deal with diseases? They've actually taken some mummies and done some DNA testing, and they found that, you know, some of these mummies have, you know, cancer and all kinds of diseases we still have today. And do you remember a guy called or a product called the Rife machine, Raymond Rife?
Yeah, in fact, Kate has Kate, our co-host, and my wife Kate has used that a couple times, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so just in case listeners aren't sure, Mr. Rife developed a machine where he perfected frequencies, because a lot of energy sources have a frequency, and so he was able to design a machine and pinpoint a frequency. I believe it was cancer, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it
he
was
able yeah. to. Yeah, so his frequency machine was able to destroy cancer cells, but leave all the healthy cells alone. But of course, we know what happened to his invention. Somebody made sure it didn't come to light, as it were. And
right.
But they were recently frequency enthusiasts and researchers were in Cairo. They were at the Giza pyramid, and they think that the pyramid, Justin, isn't a tomb, okay,
uh-huh.
Built with that limestone. Limestone has a lot of minerals in there,
uh-huh.
And rocks can emit a different frequency. And so they went inside the king's chamber, the section of the tomb that they designated as the king's chamber,
uh-huh.
And they took an instrument and they plucked off F sharp. F sharp is usually a frequency most musicians will tune their instruments to.
Right, right.
And yeah, and then the Native American Indians said that F sharp was the frequency for the human body. It's interesting.
Really? Wow.
So really, I'll have to send you this clip where they plucked off F sharp inside the king's chamber in the Giza pyramid, and it resonates through the entire pyramid in perfect pitch. And they said that when you're in there, you feel these waves of resonant sound wash over you. And it's just really exhilarating. So I'm wondering if that was kind of like the, you know, Egyptians' Rife machine, you know?
Yeah, that very well could be. That's very interesting.
It wouldn't surprise. Isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, and so then they're also speculating because the folks in Japan that's up on YouTube. Music frequencies can levitate physical objects,
uh-huh.
And they've been doing it with small objects, you know, droplets of water or a matchstick, you know, things like that. But
right.
There's a lot of people are speculating that the Egyptians figured out what frequency it was to levitate those big blocks and move them into place.
Yeah, you know what? I've heard that. I actually had a chance to visit the Coral Castle. I'm not
right.
sure if you're familiar with that, down in Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, it's an amazing structure. And the guy who built it was, his name was Ed Lead Skullman, and he's from Latvia. And he built it in the 1940s with the intention of having understood how the pyramids were built. He said he understood how the Egyptians did that. And there's
stories. And Stonehenge, too, right? Stonehenge? Yeah.
There's lore of him carrying these stones around like balloons in the middle of the night because that's the only time he worked. And so, yeah, this whole energy medicine thing, I think there's, I don't know what it is. I don't understand it completely, but I think there's something to it. That's for sure.
Well, I know, Kate, your wife is in with this whole process of enlightening folks with natural health and things. So do you have, you and Kate, do you have like a process, anything, a regimen that you find is really helpful to you that you'd like to share?
Sure. In terms of like daily disciplines or?
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We do a lot of different things. We have a little far infrared sauna in our place here, and we use that every day. I do about 30 minutes, I'd say, and sitting in this far infrared sauna, which helps you sweat and detoxify heavy metals and environmental toxins and chemicals from your fat cells. And so I sit in there about 30 minutes a day, and so does she. And then I have a rebounder that I do. I don't miss a day of that. I do that for 20 minutes a day. And
now, is that for blood flow? Is that for... Or stretching, or both?
Yeah. The rebounder is mainly for lymphatic drainage.
Okay.
And I know you're really familiar with that. And so that helps with cancer prevention and improving circulation. And it's one of the few exercises that actually, they say at least, it exercises every cell in your body. And how they know that, it's I don't know how they know that. But it's great because it increases bone density, and it's lots of really great benefits for the rebounder. So I do that. About 20 minutes every single day. And then we make our green juices every day, and we eat our salads and try to.
So on your green juices, Justin, is that your blue-green algaes?
Normally it's just vegetable juice. You know, we do like cucumber and kale and lemon and apple, stuff like that. We actually haven't taken the algaes for a while, though, but I love taking the blue-green algaes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. So you guys get regular exercise, I would imagine, and
Yeah. It's just I go to the gym about 4 days,
now on
your 3 days a week.
Absolutely. And so on your show, your show airs how often during the week?
The show is 4 days per week.
4 days, okay.
Yeah.
And how can they tune in to hear?
They can go to extremehealthradio.com/live if they're interested. Our broadcast takes place at 9 a.m. Pacific, so that would be 12 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
And so that happens on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then if you're not able to tune in at that time on our live show page, you can download the podcast, which usually becomes available that same day. So later that night is when it gets posted.
Okay.
Yeah,
so they can tune in and hear it later if they're tied up in some. So now, do you sell any CDs of your shows, or is it just you let people burn their own?
No, in fact, I wonder if that would be a good idea. I've never thought about doing that.
Well, you may have. I think if you had, you know, Justin's picks, you know, collection of the shows you thought had, you know, just, you know, your most important revelations in health, you know, you can have a collection like that. Or you can have different guests, I guess, that, you know, came on and talked about different ways to use herbs or different ways to use water therapy and stuff like that. You could do all kinds of things.
That's a good idea. I never thought of it.
I know. People ask me all the time on my show, do you sell your shows? And I'm like, no, but we have them posted on the internet. I have no time to burn CDs and do that kind of thing. I'd have to hire somebody.
Oh, I know. I think we would too. But that's a good idea. I think there would be a lot of people that maybe aren't into technology. You know, maybe they're just a little bit older and they like the CDs.
I think so. I mean, a lot of shortwave listeners, you know, they probably would love that and take them on the car on a trip, you know, learn something as you drive. So, I think that would be a good idea for you.
I like that. I'm gonna think about that. I'm going to write that down. That's a good idea.
Yeah, we're going to have a powwow.
I know, right?
And just bounce these ideas off, you know. All right. Well, now, I guess – the most profound moment I guess, in your healing, you do a lot of regimens, you do a lot of natural things. Out of everything you do, which item or thing do you think has contributed the most to your wellness?
You know what? I think it probably I would have to say it's not really one thing, but I would say for me the biggest game changer that I've ever had is the, I don't even like to call it this, but a lot of people say this. They call it a technology. It's the concept of subtraction by addition. And I use the green juice, or I'm sorry, the green smoothie as my way of accomplishing this. So what happened was I was slowly transitioning my diet back. When was this? In the early 2000s. And so I wasn't really keen to kind of change to 100% raw vegan or paleo or whatever overnight. Mm-hmm. But what I did want to do is I wanted to take a slow and steady approach and slowly introduce and add in good things. But the problem was at the time I was really addicted to, you know, cookies and cakes and Baskin Robbins, you know, shakes and all this stuff. And so what I would do is I would make sure I would have my green smoothie every day. And then as long as I had that, I could eat anything else I wanted. And then slowly as I got comfortable with that, you know, there were days where I would have a bunch of pizza right after my green smoothie, which just sounds totally ridiculous, but I would do that. And so when I was starting to add in the discipline of adding something in instead of focusing on removing bad things, it was such a game changer because I thought, okay, now I've got one thing. Now I'll do a green juice. And, you know, and then I would do two things per day and I would just do that for a month or so. And then I got used to that. And then I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll try adding in some herbs, some tea or something, and I'll make a tea a day. So finally I've got, you know, six or seven disciplines going and there's only so much room in your stomach. So
right.
You can eat so much, right? But right. I always gave myself that out. I could always say I can have that hamburger. I can have that piece of pizza. I can have that ice cream as long as I did these things. And that was kind of a soft and gentle approach for me changing my diet. It took about 2 or 3 years to get to where I wanted to get, you know, to be, but it was a nice, soft, easy way, I think, of doing it. And I think it's really, I think it was the healthiest way to go about it for me.
Well, it sounds really good. So you basically, you took the deprivation out of changing your lifestyle, which is good because a lot of people feel deprived when they have to, you know, switch over to something healthier. So that's a good idea. You know what I did? I did something a little different. I did a reward system, you know.
Oh, okay.
But I made sure my rewards weren't unhealthy. So whatever it is that you find as a reward, my reward was a bubble bath with no phone and a tall glass of iced tea with fresh lemon.
No wine, huh?
No. I just wanted to be away from everything. And, yeah. You know, I just wanted to enjoy my tea and my soak. And so, you know, it was, you know, a that a girl moment, you know.
Yeah.
And
wow.
So, yeah. So, I don't know, just whatever, you know, reward system that works for you is what I tell people to go with. So that's really great. So, how long did it take you, I guess, to transition, would you say?
It took me probably about, I'd say, 2 years. And so a lot of people, you know, a lot of people want to make really quick changes. And, you know, our bodies just, in my opinion, aren't meant for these radical overnight transitions. And so when mm-hmm. it took me 2 years, I was just kind to myself. I would never beat myself up. If I had unhealthy food that day, all I cared about was adding the things in. I didn't care about anything else I was eating. And so I found it emotionally, it was just really easy to do it that way. And it was just a fun experience. I never worried about deprivation and food
right.
cravings and all that stuff. So,
You're right. Our body does get kind of used to certain foods, and then you know you get headaches, you know, and all this stuff. So, definitely, that's a good idea. That really is a good idea because you know a lot of people say, "Well, what kind of diet do you eat?" I said, "Well, I'm one of these people with a blood type that likes a little meat." You know, but not a whole lot. So like my portions are like 4 ounces maybe. And I kind of go with the Mediterranean type of cooking. Well, my grandmother's from Portugal, so it was easy, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So more omega-3 fatty acids and stuff. But, you know, I grew up in a house where they did a lot of, you know, animal foods and meats and milk. And I can just honestly say I found out I was allergic to that kind of diet.
Wow.
Now, I found out I was allergic to milk because my daughter had what I thought was an allergy to milk or wheat. I wasn't sure which because she'd get this fluid in her ear. She was in elementary school. And I wanted to prevent having to have tubes put in her ear. So I had to go on this wheat and dairy free diet for 2 weeks with her. And what I found out is my little drippy nose went away. When I stayed off milk, I found out I didn't get strep throat or tonsillitis or sinus infections.
Wow.
So. Yeah, so if people can just do a two-week test and keep a food journal for a little while, they can see what they're allergic to. People are mostly allergic to their diets, I think. So they can find out what it is, and they can eliminate a lot of these problems and these allergies. And now, I mean, if I've been off milk, goodness, 15 years now, okay?
Wow.
I can't have any milk because it's too mucousy to me. I feel like I'm choking. You know.
Can you do the raw milks at all?
No. I can do almond rice milk. I can't do yogurts or cheese. Well, cheese is 10 times the concentration of milk. That would just about kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's a nice way if they want to find out where the hot spots are, and when they start transitioning, they can really wean off of those a little bit more aggressively because it's, you know, because the body's going to go with you on that. You know, you take the milk out of the picture, I kind of perked up.
Yeah, those highly inflammatory foods are really, really, really great to sort of kind of keep your eye on and make sure that you're kind of tracking how much of that stuff you eat. And the other cool thing about doing this kind of transition that you and I are talking about is that I think it allows people to start really listening to their body and start seeing how their body reacts to certain foods. Because I think we're so gummed up, most of Americans, we're so gummed up and clogged up that we can't really feel what food is doing to us very well. And so, you know, kind of taking stock and doing what we're talking about is really going to help people to really feel how their body reacts to food, perhaps for the first time in their life, you know.
Now, do you have a newsletter or do you have a blog that you post articles to? You do, right?
Yeah, we have a blog that we post to several times a week, and then we have a newsletter as well. People can sign up for that at the bottom of our website.
And coming up, I guess, on your next broadcast, do you have anybody special you wanted to let us know about?
Yeah, let me take a look at here at our schedule. We have I know next week we have Carrie Rivera. And she does a lot of work with autism and this product called MMS. And she's down in Mexico and having some really great success with parasites and autism. And there's this really weird connection between parasites and what happens is they somehow have an adverse reaction to the vaccinations that kids are getting. And so she's using this product called MMS and having some good success with autism. And then we have Dr. Richard Massey next week. He'll be talking about recall healing, and that's a really interesting concept called family constellation therapy. And so he's a fascinating guy, Dr. Massey. And then we have Daniel Vitalis next week. He's an interesting guy. And so we have a lot of guests. And then on Friday, usually Kate and I do a kind of a weekly roundup, like a recap. And we'll talk about the guests, and we'll talk about what we thought about different people and what they talked about, and people can call in. It's a great, fun show.
Well, that's just awesome, and I'm so glad you have this network and you got this service out there. But we are out of time. The 30 minutes went by so quickly, but we should do this again, Justin, okay?
I would love it, Wendy. You're awesome. Keep up the amazing work you're doing.
You too. That's Justin Stillman, folks, ExtremeHealthRadio.com. Go check it out. We're out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.